You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to His Name Ministries TV. We're Brandon and Destiny Brim. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Yes, we are so glad that you are watching our His Name Ministry TV episode. And Destiny, this is exciting because we are literally filming from our house.
Our new home.
You are in our living room right now. And we're so thankful to God that this, Destiny, this has been something that you and I, we've been believing God mm-hmm. for. We've been thanking Him for it. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it hasn't been like overnight. It's been like some years. And then look at us now. We are here. And we are so thankful for that.
We are. It's something that we've definitely been believing God for. We've been married for 5 years. So we started off with a little tiny home, and then we upgraded to a bigger tiny home. But we always had our faith in that we will have our own home where we can work out of and we can film our TV show. So now that we're here, it's like God is so faithful, and we've seen His hand from the beginning to now, and you know where we're gonna go in the future. So it's amazing, like having faith in God and to see the fruit of it, it's amazing.
And that's how, you know, it really starts. You don't just start from the top. You know, everyone that you see, you're like, man, I want to be like them. I want to be like a man of God like them. And what they're doing, they didn't just get there. There was a process that they took. And, you know, it's just amazing us, you know, as a married couple and that process. And that's how faith is, you know. Even like Destiny said, we had our little tiny home. And we were thankful for it, you know. To other people, they might have said, this isn't the best, but guess what? We enjoyed it. We took care of it like it was the best. Mm-hmm. And Destiny, we even remodeled it.
We did. We put the
new
best
floors.
Of the best. We just wanted to honor God.
And that's how it is. You know, whatever God has put inside of has given you, has put in your hand, it's your responsibility to be a good steward of it and take care of it. And know that, you know what, even though I'm right now, I'm at this stage, I'm not staying here. Mm-hmm. It's going to go greater and get greater and greater. So that's exciting. And we are so excited to be with you. And I kind of, Destiny, you know, you and I have been talking, and I want to share about having faith in God. Mm-hmm. That's, as Christians, as believers, we are called to have faith in God. I'm so thankful. And, you know, Mark chapter 11, you can turn there. If you're just driving, don't turn there, obviously. But Mark 11, this is the faith scripture. A lot of people talk about this. Mark 11, verse 22, Jesus answering, and He says unto His disciples, have faith in God. That just really stuck out to me. Just have faith in God. Destiny, I'm so glad I didn't say have faith in your finances. Mm-hmm. Or have faith in what you can do, Brandon. Or have faith in what other people are saying about you. No, it says have faith in God. Mm-hmm. And as believers, we know this. With God, nothing is impossible. You have faith in God. Let me tell you, nothing is impossible for you. Mm-hmm. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. So here's a lesson here. Jesus says, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So here it is, it says, have faith in God, Destiny. And it talks about whatever you say with your mouth. As Christians, we need to say what God has said about us. We need to say what the Word of God says about us. Mm-hmm. That's faith. Faith says, faith uses its mouth, the power in your words. And not just what you're saying, but what you believe. Faith believes.
It does. And that's what we did. We knew God told us, you know, that we would have our home, and we believed it. We believed His word. We stood on His word. We spoke His word every day. And it, you know, you see the fruit of it. You see what you say comes to pass.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not always easy. Mm-hmm. Discouragement will try to come. You'll have feelings you don't feel like, what you're doing is you're on the right, you know, step of what God's called you to do. You're going to have that discouragement. But what do? You say unto that mountain. It's not, doesn't just have to be not a physical mountain, but a mountain of discouragement, mm-hmm. a mountain of whatever you're believing God for, maybe to make your monthly rent, whatever it is, you say into that mountain and you believe it. Mm-hmm. You believe it with your heart. You can say whatever you want to say, but if you don't believe it, it doesn't matter. You have to believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. That's the key right there.
That's the key.
Say it with your mouth. You might say, Brandon, you know what? I'm saying it. I don't believe it. Guess what? Keep on saying it. Keep on saying it until you believe it. You know, there was a time when our ministry just started and I'm preaching in front of the mirror, nowhere to preach. But guess what? I believe. You know what? Someday I'm going to preach somewhere. What about when I felt discouraged? I'm going to keep on saying it. What if I don't feel like I'm going to preach somewhere? I'm going to keep on saying it. I'm going to keep on preaching like I'm going to preach tomorrow somewhere. And it's just been amazing having faith in God. I want you to look at this. You can just listen. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. It says, you know, your words are powerful. They're life or death. But here's the Passion Translation. It says this. Your words are so powerful that they will give, or that they will kill or give life. And the talkative person will reap the consequences. Hmm. So here it says, your words, we're talking about saying, faith says, faith uses its mouth. It says, your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life. Hmm. And if you're a talkative person, you will reap the consequences. It's time for us, for people of faith, to start using our mouth, believe it with our heart, and we will see the difference. We will see the results. It's all throughout the Bible, mm-hmm. Destiny. People saying, and people saying, you know what, God, heal me. Jesus, heal me. You think I can heal you? Yes. And they were healed using their mouth. The woman with the issue of blood, we know this. She says that for 12 years, she had this problem, this sickness, and she lost all the money. She gave up all the money she had trying to get well. Didn't help her, but guess what? She didn't quit. She didn't give up. She said, if I may go touch Jesus, I will be made whole. What happened? She got what she said. Mm-hmm. And I want us to look at this example in Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. And look here, verse 27. And when Jesus departed, two blind men followed him, crying. And they said, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Verse 28. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him and said, and Jesus said unto them. So Jesus talks to these blind men. He says this, Believe ye that I'm able to do this. So he asked them a question. Here, these two blind men, they're blind. They want to see. They come to Jesus. They came to the right person. Amen. Mm-hmm. And Jesus looks at them and says, Do you believe that I can do this? What's the response here? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. Verse 29, then touched he their eyes, and Jesus said unto them, According to your faith, be it unto you. Mm-hmm. According to your faith.
Your faith.
Jesus says, Do you think I can do this for you? Yes, Lord. They said it with their mouth, and they truly believed it with their heart. That's the key. We are people of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. We got to say it with our mouth, Destiny, and believe it with our heart. Mm-hmm. I want us to look here in Acts. Acts chapter 6. This is kind of, you know, people in the Bible, they have their heroes of faith, and mm-hmm. this is one of them right here. So the early... Do what?
Your hero.
My hero of faith, right here. So the early church is exploding. Miracles have taken place. People are being added to the church daily. And they found out some of the widows were neglected. And so verse 3, Acts chapter 6, verse 3, wherefore, brethren, look among you seven men of honest report. So here's some qualifications they're asking. Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Verse 5, and this saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen. Now look what it says about Stephen. It says, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. He was full of faith and the Holy Ghost. That's the two qualifications that they let us know they were looking for. Full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. This faith is not just a movement. It's not for a certain camp. But as a believer, you are called to be full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. Then it says here in verse 8, Acts chapter 6, verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Mm-hmm. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Why? Mm-hmm. Because he was full of faith mm-hmm. and full of the Holy Ghost. That's the key right there, Destiny.
Yeah, I like how you said that. As believers, that's what we're supposed to be.
Yes.
Doesn't matter, like, I guess what camp you are or stuff like that. No, the qualification of a believer is to have faith in God and be full of the Holy Ghost.
Exactly. And me coming out here to California, you know, my family lives way far away. I came out here and I had to have a faith in God like never before. You know, this isn't just something I'm preaching to you, but I'm continually living in this. God, you called me to be in ministry, me and my wife. I'm out here in California and I have my faith in you. But it also, you can have your faith in God, but you need to use your words and believe in your heart, the power of your confession, and see what God will do for you. We're not called to have any plan Bs. We're called to have plan A, and that is putting our trust in God.
Amen.
Amen. That's the key right there.
That's the key.
Yes, and thank you so much for watching His Name Ministries TV. You're seeing a result of us having faith in God. We are literally in our mm-hmm. living room. And I know right now, if you put your faith in God, nothing will be impossible to you. Mm-hmm. Discouragement is broken. You are loved by a God that knows exactly how many mm-hmm. hairs are on your head. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged. So if God be for you, who can be against you? Nothing, no problem, no situation is too hard for God. It says that you're not called to carry weights, but His burden is easy, His yoke is light. Put your faith in God.
Amen. And we want to encourage you to stay connected with us at hisnameministries.com. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com. Or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.